It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Station. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
I just have a lot of questions about shared dude wipes. I feel like it should be a personal stash.
Chris Ello.
When you guys mentioned the fact that there were dude wipes in there, my first reaction to it was, really? You use something moist down there?
And Matt Scraby.
The Rams, baby! The Rams!
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
And so it is, we go into the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome back to it. Gwen and Chris, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Today, Nick DiNucci in for Mr. Scraby. And Adam Klug has dropped in to help us with a little Chris versus the fans. If you win today, you get to qualify to win a couple of tickets to next week's Aztec men's basketball season opener against UC San Diego. It's coming up on November 6th. The rest of you can get tickets at GoAztecs.com. I bring that up, A, because it's the prize, but B, because tonight at Viejas Arena, the Aztecs are having an exhibition game.
They're UCSD?
Playing, UCSD is the opener. They're playing Cal State San Marcos tonight.
That's right. San Marcos.
And it was interesting because the new assistant coach we had on, Ryan Badratelli, remember we had him on a couple of weeks ago, he was really good. And they told Ryan about, you know, the scrimmage coming up tonight, the exhibition game. And Ryan said, oh, that's awesome. What do we have, a couple hundred people there? And Dutcher said, oh, no, they've already sold out the game practically. That's just to see an exhibition game tonight of Aztec basketball. I guess there are some tickets available, but the
Welcome
word
coach.
Isn't, according to Ziegler, all of the season ticket holders, they can come. And then all of the student section seats have already been taken. So there's only, you know, a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of seats left, but not many to go see an exhibition game tonight. That's how great Aztec basketball has become.
Yep.
That quickly.
It's a hot ticket.
It is. And so that's tonight. If you're looking for something to do out there, Viejas Arena, the Aztecs men's basketball team. Reese Waters will not play. Of course, he's out for 6 to 8 weeks. He's the only really returning starter from last year. So it'll be interesting to see the likes of B.J. Davis, who put 28 points up against UCLA in that other closed-door scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. Magoon Gwath will be starting tonight. 7-foot redshirt freshman who likes to shoot threes.
Get him up.
Get him up. Nick Boyd, the transfer from Florida Atlantic. He's been on the injured list, but he is expected to start tonight. Boyd had 12 points in that Final Four game against the Aztecs. So that's just some of the guys that the Aztecs will be showing off tonight out Viejas Arena. All right. Anything else to read there, Adam?
I think you covered it all there, buddy.
Did I get it? 833-288-0973 to play Chris versus the fans.
You had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, normally at this point, Scraby reads the rules. And I don't know the rules other than to say you call in, you get a question. You got three of them.
I'm prepared to go on this.
Oh, you
one,
got
Chris.
It, Adam? Good. Get it.
Come on.
Get
here,
it.
Right?
Yeah, get it.
First of all, Chris versus the Fans presented by SD Fat
Loss.
Oh, very
Loss. Good. Very
Lose
good.
20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days like our dear friend Mr. Chris Eller did. Visit SDFatLoss.com. to schedule your free consultation.
Scraby was very, very terrified. That was the actual read that he was
terrified.
We missed.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, Super Adam came in and took care of it for us.
All right, again, Scraby might be super terrified, but what he should be super terrified about is the fact that we really don't need him back.
Right, Wally Pip is a real thing. it could happen.
It ain't gonna happen from Adam.
He got a lot of stuff to do.
Adam could make it happen, but yeah, he has other things he wants to do.
Nick's crushing, but let's get to the rules. You have to make it through three rounds of questions. Each question will get more difficult as we go along. If you get the question right, you move on to the next round. If you get the question wrong, Chris gets an opportunity to answer the question. If he gets it right, you're eliminated. We go to the next person. If he gets it wrong, you get to continue playing against Chris Ello.
That's right.
And if you're a first-time player, you get the first question for free and get to go to round number two.
There you go. Very
shall
good,
we Adam. Welcome on our first contestant?
Yeah.
Who shall it be?
Jared in Poway.
Jared in Poway, the Powegian. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're hi,
doing
Jared.
Well, here we go.
Do you
Jared.
See Tony Gwynn Jr. about town there in Poway? Does he pop around town
no,
and visit
I
with
haven't.
The locals? Never seen him.
Unfortunately, no.
We've missed each other, apparently, Jared.
I went to high school with his sister.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
There you go.
He went to school with my sister, Anisha.
There you
all
go.
Right, here we go. First question, yeah. Jared. Who was the first NFL quarterback ever to pull himself out of a game?
Anthony Richardson.
Indeed. That wasn't even the question, but I felt like that's how I should ask it.
That was well
that's
done.
A question number one.
Scraby. That was a Scraby round one question.
That was said like Scraby would have written it. Yep. Here we go. Question number two. In which sport do participants compete in a ring?
In a ring.
Ring.
In a ring. Boxing.
Sounds good to me.
Two for two.
Either wrestling. No, I guess wrestling. The other wrestling is more of a mat.
It's a mat.
And MMA is an octagon.
That's correct.
Very good. Okay.
Here we go. Question number three. What year did the United States last host a World Cup?
Doggy.
94.
Ho, ho, ho! I think
this
he got it.
Was a quick one because that is done.
Nice job, Jared. Ran right through that.
That is how. Yes. Give it up for Jared. That is how us Powegians do it.
No yeah, I think there might have been a little fraternal help there.
Yeah.
Tony was sending signals or something.
Good work, Jared.
Nice going, Jared. Very good.
Hang on the line. Adam Kluge.
How did you know the World Cup one by just out of curiosity?
I'm a huge Arsenal fan.
There it is.
Good soccer guy. Okay.
Jared, it's not often we get a soccer fan on here that can answer that question.
Yeah.
You were in the right spot, right time, man.
And he was lucky to have answered it because I would have gotten it correct. Only because my first ever radio show in San Diego took place during that World Cup.
Is that right?
It did. That's 30 years ago that I was actually on the air doing a show one day.
Well, great.
Anyway.
Congratulations,
Jared. I would have remembered. So, Jared, you got it. You stay on the line. You'll get all of the details
Laker,
that you need.
Laker game expected to tip off here shortly.
Shortly. I got a good fun story to fill in a couple of minutes
Let's
with.
Let's do it, because we got a few minutes to fill in.
Yeah, I thought this is kind of, I don't know if it's funny or if it's something we should be concerned about. Probably more funny.
Let's hope so.
Yes. apparently, somebody has discovered that during Power Four college football games this year, the in-game communication signal between the coach and the quarterback, you know, where they call in the plays now, because they do this in the NFL, but now this year's the first year they've started doing it in college in the Big Four conferences. Apparently, those communications have been occurring on unencrypted frequencies, which means...
I was about to say, could you explain that?
Yeah, well, I couldn't, but I'm going to read it. Which means that anyone who has a scanner and has any kind of knowledge of how to locate those frequencies could listen in.
And hear the play calls?
Hear all the play calls, hear all the conversation, yeah, back and forth. So Texas Tech's athletic director has raised the issue. Now, said that he is a little concerned that maybe in a couple of his games this year, one against TCU, and if, you know, the rest of those TCU guys are like Braden, you know, they're probably thinking about cheating a little bit. Anyway, he wants to ensure the integrities of the games are not compromised. So the league is looking into it.
I love that his quote and what he is saying, the reasoning behind wanting to really get into this.
Right.
He said, we've got to have a game whose integrity is not questionable in any way on Saturday afternoon. We owe it to the 120 young men on the football team to ensure that happens.
Yeah.
That it's a game of fair competition and same set of rules are enforced.
And Bill Belichick said, hear, hear to that.
Yeah.
He toasted to that comment. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. We'll see. I'm sure they'll be able to clear this up. But.
What's funny is, you know, as it pertains to PitchCom, right, the thing we hear is, oh, yeah, the FBI, the government. This is government-issued stuff that...
Oh, the communication baseball. Device in baseball, yes.
I mean, because they're clearly concerned about, in baseball, everybody's, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right, if you had something that was unencrypted in baseball, the other team would be just listening to it.
They would figure out a way to get it done. Now, this might be new in the football realm, but I just find it...
So you're telling me that the baseball ones... have taken the extra step to ensure that there's no way anyone else can hear
because
it.
Because remember, the reason why they had to go to these PitchCom things in the first place is because teams were stealing signs. And so they wanted to go. They took the extra step. Now, clearly, the big Power Four teams haven't taken
that
step.
They haven't taken that step yet.
It's not for not having enough money to do it, by the way, because the Power Fours definitely have enough loot to get this done. It'll be interesting to see how big of a deal they make it. I know the Texas Tech AD is raising some eyebrows because of a couple games against TCU and Baylor. I assume he lost those games?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're a communications expert out there, there are many of you, I'm sure, if you're not doing anything Saturday, you want to listen to some coaches talk to quarterbacks, I imagine you could find it. If you search around. I don't know
how useful it would be to have
don't
these communications outside of the actual game.
Unless, maybe
for gambling purposes.
That's what I was going to say. For gambling purposes, you could be watching a game, you know, on TV and be able to tell everybody in the room what play is coming. I don't know. All right.
Those would be, what do they call those? Those bets are called... prop bets. It'd be like a prop bet, a pass run here.
You know how your cable TV gets the signal quicker than DirecTV by just a fraction of a second?
Yes.
Like about a half second difference? One night I was at a party and we were downstairs and the main TV was watching the game, I think, on DirecTV. And I was off to the side in a pool playing billiards pool, and there was a little TV in there.
Playing billiards.
I don't want to say playing pool. Playing pool sounds weird.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say playing billiards.
All right.
I truly like the description of it.
No,
I do.
That's definitely a unique way of saying
it. If I said playing pool, everybody would be like, what is he talking about?
No, we're going to do exactly what you're talking about.
But there was another TV in there, and apparently that was hooked up to cable. And so I kind of recognized this, and I started calling plays from the other room, and people were freaking out. I got like seven in a row right before I finally came clean. Like, how do you know this? I'm like, that's just the way they're lining up.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so I took advantage of that little nugget. All right, we'll take a break. We got traffic to check, and we got, we're going to talk some NBA with Jim Brogan former Clipper, NBA analyst, next on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, welcome back. 420. It's the time, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Scraby is idle today, but we're having a good old time without him. Donovan Mitchell's on a heater, Tony. Look out. Already 13 points in the first 5 minutes of the game.
It's kind of annoying.
It is. But the score, this is 5 minutes of NBA. 20-15 already. Cleveland over the Lakers. All right, we're going to talk some NBA right now. Looking forward to this. Former member of the then San Diego Clippers. And NBA analyst for a long while, San Diego guy Jim Brogan joins us here for the first time on Gwen and Chris. Jim, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today, sir?
Oh, guys, thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it, talking about what's going on in the league, and let's get to it.
Well, let's start with the general, and then we'll go a little more specific, because Tony and I were just talking about this a little while ago, the three-point shot and how teams are attempting more of them than ever before. I believe the number so far this season is 37 per game per team. That's up like 15 per game over 10 years ago. The three-point shot is fun. Yeah, obviously, it's the thing to do. You score a bunch of points. The Celtics won a title. Do you like it? Do you think it's good for the game, or has it become maybe oversaturating a little bit?
You know, it's an interesting question because it's definitely opened up a great deal of opportunities for the person that's not 6'11", 7 foot. And if you have the skill set and you can turn it into a talent and you look at the statistics and the analytics, that's why you're seeing so many more teams are finding those guys that are coming out of college, coming out of the G League, that can shoot from behind that arc. Steph Curry changed the whole dynamics because of the popularity of what he could do at 6'2", and it just really changed what the league was going to do, and every team changed with it because they were winning championships. And that's the defining moment right there. When you see that happen, it changed everything.
Much like really all of the major sports, it's a copycat league, and after Golden State kind of took off winning champions like that, we've soon seen really much every team follow suit. Now, much like in baseball, some teams were slower to come around to the analytics than others. But the thing that it seems to create, Jim, is spacing. And now you mentioned not having to be 6'11", 7 foot in order to have success in the NBA. But those guys who are 6'11", 7 foot are now also shooting the three ball. I mean, was this the unintended consequence of shooting more of them?
Well, you bring up a great point because everyone's watching this. The NBA is so popular around the world. It's fascinating. Adam Silver and his team, Tony, at New York has done a marvelous job, a masterful job in marketing the league, the teams, the players around the world. And they're showing either someone coming down with a massive dunk or they're showing someone hitting three-pointers. And I watched a clip the other day, and within, I think it was 9 seconds, they showed about 7 three-pointers being made. So that's what the viewership is seeing.
Yeah.
That's what these young guys that are coming up into the league, and it's even transferred over into the WNBA. And that's what's really separating things. I mean, you got a 7'2" guy at the San Antonio Spurs named Wanambi from France. He's taking 3-pointers.
Yeah.
About seven of them a game.
No low post, drop step move, dunk on a guy. This isn't Moses Malone anymore.
Yeah, Moses is kind of a bit of a relic in today's game. Jim Brogan is with us. For the record, Tony, Jim Brogan, career 12 made 3-pointers. So he knows what we're talking about here.
Right.
Jim.
That's because I had a guy named Bill Walton saying, give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Yeah, you would have had more if it wasn't for Big Bill. That's right.
And when Bill wants the ball, you give him the ball.
Him the ball. Let's talk a little about the Lakers. I think that's a team we most closely identify with around here, and LeBron James, and what an incredible, freak of nature this guy is as he approaches 40 years old and tries to steer the Lakers toward maybe one more championship. What are your thoughts on LeBron, and how amazed should we be by this guy?
I think it's really turned the corner. Number one, he is an incredible athlete, staying in shape at 39 years of age. And there's two things I think that are tipping points for him. Number one, J.J. Redick, first-year head coach, has a very good relationship with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. That's a big part that you're going to spend the next 6.5, 7 months together. You've got to have a professional relationship that extends into trust. There has to be trust because for 82 games, you need that trust, and you have to have that because LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they're the two go-to people, but you're going to need some type of consistency from other people that are going to step in, not step up, step in. And D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, and maybe the rookie Dalton Knight, I believe is his name, who is a great three-point shooter, can do it. Now, here's one part I want to bring into this equation. LeBron James has his son watching him night in and night out. He has such, I think, an internal drive to show, and I put emphasis on the word show his son what it takes to just not make it in the NBA, but be a dominant force maker, be that person that's the go-to person, do it professionally. I think there's an added benefit to this for the Lakers, Laker Nation, the ownership, the players, that he has his son there watching how he goes about his business. That's a big part. Every parent, is trying to show their son or their daughter, hey, look, here's how you're going to do things. If you're going to get results, here's the way to do it.
Jim Brogan Jones is here, former NBA player and NBA analyst, joins us. And I'd never thought about it from that standpoint. Having Bronny Jr. there to be able to see it up close and personal. I know I got to follow my dad around, but I certainly wasn't an active player on that team, so I didn't get to see all of it. But something that I think that I'll pay attention to moving forward. I do have to ask you, Jim, we mentioned James going to be 40 in December. I mean, that's really unheard of in the game of basketball, playing this long. I mean, you played in the league. Just talk about the how incredible it is to be playing, not just playing at 40, but still being one of the very best players in the league at that age.
As a former pro athlete, the night in and night out, the traveling, that's what people don't sometimes understand, is that when you're traveling in the NBA, you're playing 15, 16 games out of 30 days, 31 days a month. The part they miss is the traveling. You're 30,000 feet. You're dehydrated. It takes a lot out on the body. LeBron James has said publicly he spends a couple $100,000, if not more, keeping his body in shape. And that's the reason you saw him just the other night. I mean, I was just amazed how he was not only draining three-pointers, but he ran the floor a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so big and strong, he just kind of bullied people out of the way. But you got to remember, he's been doing this for 18 years. I don't think you're going to see someone else. This is generational, what he's accomplishing. It really is.
Yeah.
Jim Brogan has gone into the world of helping people and increasing, improving their leadership abilities and all kinds of things along these lines. And, Jim, you have a book out, Bullets, Basketballs, and Boardrooms, talking about supercharging your leadership. How is that translating? And have you used your sports knowledge for this book? And I know you wrote it with a couple of other guys, but some of the lessons you're trying to teach out there.
You just see today in the formal educational system, when does a person have a teacher, a time, a book, tests, quiz, homeworks, and it's called leadership, and they're given solutions, ideas. And I just look at now where we need effective, courageous, ethical leadership that can make a difference with people, whether it's in schools, it's companies and sports teams. And, you know, I spent a lot of time around the NFL for 10 years. I've spent time with a great deal of professional athletes, a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot of NBA players, a lot of baseball players. And, you know, these are fine young men that are doing the best they possibly can. And the right coach can make such a difference. It really can. And I was privileged that I did a lot of work for one of the gentlemen that was part of the book, was a former president of Nestle, the largest food company in the world, Dave Hubinger. And then Andrew Pence, who was a captain of special operations for the Navy SEALs, leading over 3,000 people and doing operations throughout the world. And you're taking 95 years of leadership experience between the three of us and distilling it down into solutions and ideas into practical ways that anyone, and we're mostly in the business community, but really anyone can read around in one of the 10 chapters and say, wow, this is something that I could make a difference. This is something that I could lead my team with. So that was the whole idea behind the book. It took us 4.5 years to put the book together just because of the research and trial and error and what worked and what didn't work. We wanted to be a book that is going to be a legacy for people that they can follow, that will give them, as I said earlier, the solutions to say, why can't I do this? I can tackle this leadership crisis. I can acknowledge the challenges that are happening in my company or in my office or in my school and say, I've got it. I've got the resources. I can engage in this area and start the development process. So it has been just an amazing road, I have to tell you, for really 5 years being around these two gentlemen. And, you know, guys, we were really privileged. Forbes magazine and Advantage Books picked it up to be the publishing, the editing arm. And I wanted this to be a world-class book. I just as Dave and Andrew wanted it to be a world-class book, we want it to be something that people can, it'll resonate with them and it'll give them the tools and the skill sets to turn into a talent of leadership.
Tony, I'm going to get a copy of this for Scraby because he needs help leading us on this show. So I'll go to Amazon.com and purchasing a copy or two. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for coming on. I hope we get a chance to talk some more hoops down the road as the season gets underway. I love your expertise, and it's fun catching up with you, sir. Good
thanks,
seeing
Jim.
You the other couple of weeks ago and getting caught up.
You bet, guys. Thank you so much. Love your show. Keep going.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. There he goes, Jim Brogan.
Good stuff from Jim. Right
that was
there.
Good. Yeah, he's good. He's on it, and he played it, you know. I mean, you know, you play it, you've been there too, Tony. You can share things that other people can't. And it was an interesting point about LeBron, the fact that he's motivated to impress every night with his son looking right at him.
It makes sense.
That's a good point.
Especially now that Jim said it. I mean, how early were we talking about LeBron playing with his son? And you know who the first person to bring it up was? It was LeBron. He was the first person that put it on our radar.
Yeah.
And now he's getting a chance to, whether you agree with it or not, he gets a chance to show his son what it takes to play at the highest level possible. I don't know if he has to. He certainly doesn't have the 6'8", 260-pound frame that his pops has, but he can certainly garner something from the work ethic from watching his dad do it every day.
Yeah, good stuff, Jim Brogan. Bullets, Basketballs, and Boardrooms. Jim Brogan, the author, and our guest there on the NBA. Again, Amazon.com. It's right here if you want to get one.
We certainly appreciate Jim coming on, spending some time with us. That being said, let's get to break. On the other side, a Big Five is prepared. More Gwynn and Chris.
All right, thanks to Jim Brogan again, talking some NBA with us. Tony, if you're wondering why teams shoot the three, Cleveland went 8 for 12 in the first quarter tonight.
And that's why we're down 16 right now.
That's why the Lakers are in
19, excuse me.
Early in that ball game.
And NBA we're not making any threes.
So. Yeah, right. That's what it comes down to so many nights. NBA Major League Baseball Game 5 of the World Series coming up at the top of the hour. We'll keep you up to date on that. By the way, nobody filled me in on this. Nick, maybe you know. Scraby obviously chose not to do this show, but is he coming in to do a Scraby Chronicles? Do we know? Anybody?
That is it, Nick?
Is that a fair
question?
I don't
think so, but I can get some better, more concrete
info. I'm texting right now.
There you go.
Matt is giving Nick his hand signals because as you were going into that intro, Nick was giving us
some signals.
One of those signals
that we didn't
see.
Know what it meant. It meant this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat, or for a bit of a kick. Check out the new Cajun sauce for a rich blend of spicy and tangy pepper sauce. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings. Go. Let's get some traffic before we get to today's Big Five.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change, your trusted instant drive-thru oil change. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm not impressed by your driving skills this afternoon. Way too many accidents. I'll do my best here, but I'm not mentioning all these. Southbound side of the 805 before the 52, there's a collision involving several vehicles. Looks like that is mostly over to the right shoulder. Now, southbound side of the 5 before Civic Center in the downtown area, there's a collision blocking middle lanes. Then up ahead, right at the King Freeway connector ramp, another crash. This one's over to the right shoulder. Deal with some stalled vehicles, too. Eastbound King Freeway at the 805. This car is in the center divide. We've also got a stall reported on eastbound 8 past the 163. Looks like this one is in middle lanes. Murphy Canyon Road on-ramp to southbound 15. Looks like several vehicles got into it. They're all over to the right shoulder. Stop by any of the 30 San Diego Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers. You don't have to get out of your car. It usually only takes 15 minutes or less. Plus, get a free courtesy check of your tires and battery. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for directions and discounts. SoCalOilChange.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby's Big Five. It's brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at SummitSubaru.com. All right, here's what I think we're doing today. I think I'm going to read the Big Five. Okay. I know Scraby said, it, you know, Nick's got a lot of buttons to push over there, and we don't want to...
He was a little terrified of that.
Yeah, so I'll read it, and I read these over already.
Okay.
Scraby must have worked on these for about 8 seconds. That's my prediction. Wait till you hear some of these questions, Tony. I can hear the eye rolls already. Here's his first one.
Number five.
If you're a Yankee fan, listen to this question. This is such a Scraby question. Would you rather get the heartbreak over tonight or keep the emotions positive for something that's never happened in history? Tony? I mean, what is he? Is he nuts? Yes, every Yankee fan would rather lose tonight.
Let's just get it over with.
And just get it over
start
with.
End our season tonight. Yes, Graba, this isn't a good
crazy.
One.
If you'd like, I can do the next one.
Why don't you try to do that? I can't read these. Why don't you read the next one?
I'll go ahead and answer his question just to kind of play along. We do have some time to kill here.
Okay.
I think I would rather extend my stay in the World Series.
Yes.
And possibly pull off something that has never happened.
I mean, once you win the one, you might as well.
I mean, you're here.
That's right.
You're here.
All right, why don't you go ahead and do number four, Nick?
Number four. John Smoltz went in on Juan Soto's defense in Game 4 of the World Series and said, "It's almost impossible to get a double when you hit it to Mookie Betts, but we've seen the doubles and triples when it's gone to Soto's positioning and defense. It's like he's playing goalie out there." Question. Here's the caveat. The cap to the question. Is Juan Soto's defense more of a liability than we think?
I get to go first. Get on Juan Soto. I don't think it's more of a liability than we think. I mean, he's not a great defensive player, which is why I was surprised to see him as a finalist for the Gold Glove. But you know what? It's not fair to compare too many right fielders to Mookie Betts.
Right.
And Mookie Betts is in a class of his own. He's won 6 Gold Gloves, playing every position in the outfield and shortstop and second base. So I didn't expect Juan Soto's defense to be as good as Mookie Betts. And Soto, I mean, I thought maybe he took one wrong angle in this series. A double turned into a triple. He made one throw that bounced away from the second baseman and cost them a base, but that should have been backed up. I did not blame him for that. I think Soto's been good in this series, and I'm looking for him not to be, but I think he's been really good in this series. I don't think it's fair to criticize him, and I don't think John Smoltz, if he had to do it overall again, would say that the same way, Tony. I think he was trying to talk about how great Betts is, and I don't think he meant to put down Soto. Yeah. Could be wrong, but I think this is such a
gravy question because...
Oh, yeah.
And, Nick, you didn't do it justice because you didn't read it as he would have read it.
Yeah.
John Smoltz went in on Juan Soto's defense in Game 4. Is Juan Soto's defense more of a liability
than
we think?
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
The answer is no. I agree with Chris. It's not more than we think. I think everybody knows Juan Soto is not the best right fielder in Major League Baseball. Not close. His offense brings in far more than his defense gives up.
I would say that's true.
And B, this isn't the case of a guy like just out there not trying. Like, he plays hard out there. It's just sometimes misguided hard. But nonetheless, I don't think we've ever thought that Juan Soto was the best defender. Now, I will say that it's also a little unfair, as Chris said, to compare him to Mookie Betts. Because I know Mookie played short for half of a season, or half of this season, but he's always been an elite, if not the best, right fielder in baseball.
He is so good. He's so smooth.
I mean, he made that play that, I mean, we're talking about the fans ripping the ball out of his glove, but that's not an easy play over.
He actually did catch that.
Yeah.
Before they
ripped it out of his glove.
The other thing that I've noticed in this series, and maybe it's a little luck, but maybe it's just a little better scouting, are the Dodger fielders positioned better than the Yankee fielders, Tony?
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised.
Seen a lot of balls go right at Dodger defenders.
They are as good as we are here at position.
Positioning guys. Yeah. So, all right. On we go.
Number three.
All right, go ahead, Nick. You're on a roll.
So for three, we have Anthony Richardson has been benched, as we all know, and according to reports, he was pretty devastated by the news. The Colts don't think this is the end for Anthony Richardson, but hopefully this will restart their relationship. Former QB Chase Daniel, who in parentheses, said that Richardson lost respect for every player in the league.
See, that is... Time out. I'm sorry I didn't let you finish the question. But
no, I know he's saying
that. Oh, he put that in.
It's such
Chase Daniel, who?
Exactly.
It's such a scraby thing to put that in there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're okay. The only ending to that was, the helmet tap heard around the world has become bigger and bigger with each day. The question here is, do you think this coverage has gone over the top? Obviously focusing on Richardson removing himself from the game.
Okay, I think it's my turn first. First, let's start with the Chase Daniel. The Chase Daniel, former quarterback in the NFL, now an analyst, was talking about Anthony Richardson. Now, to the actual question, do we think the coverage has gone over the top? No, it hasn't. Because as I said, in Chris versus the Fan. It's the first time we've ever seen a quarterback come out of the game and not be hurt. Right? And we've seen quarterbacks miss a play because they got dinged up. They might have had a concussion. All kinds of reasons that had to do with injury. Or perhaps, you know, I don't know. There's probably a rare occasion they couldn't tie their shoe in time. They had to come out in order to get the shoe on. We saw that happen with Hurts this weekend. His shoe came off.
Yeah.
He had two different shoes on out there. But we have never seen a guy come out and of a game due to being tired at the quarterback position. And I think Chase Daniels is probably on to something, which is also probably led to why Joe Flacco's now the starting quarterback. When the defensive players that don't come off the field are watching the offense and the leader of the offense comes off the field due to being tired, it probably raises a bunch of questions. On the offensive side, the big hogs that are blocking, run blocking, pass blocking every down, they don't come out the game either. I'm sure that brings a lot of questions up to them as well. And so I don't think the coverage has been over the top because this is something we just quite frankly haven't seen before.
Yeah, I said it at the time that Anthony Richardson was going to really regret this.
Yeah.
And he just is. There's no two ways about it. Nobody has opinion on this.
No.
Because it's the one thing that we can't stand as fans and media and people who watch sports is effort. Steve Fisher's most famous coaching line that I know, Tony, was to his players, don't make me coach effort. Always felt that. Yeah. If you got to be coached effort, then you probably shouldn't be out there in the first place. And I don't know that Anthony Richardson doesn't give effort, doesn't play his butt off, doesn't do all the things he's supposed to do. But this one thing is going to override everything else.
Here's the other thing that I thought about as it pertains to Anthony Richardson. It's also a good example of why having experience can be such a vital thing. Listening to him talk about it today, to me, it's pretty clear that he had no idea he was doing something wrong when he did it.
No, exactly.
Like, it had never occurred to him that this is a bad idea to tap out of this game. Just hearing him talk about it today.
Yeah, I know.
It was like it was a new thing put in his head over the time that we've been talking about it. Like, hey, man, you can't do that. And it to me, it's kind of an example of where we are in sports and young athletes. Like, he just didn't know. He didn't have that experience at any point where somebody was like, hey, man, as a quarterback, you are literally the leader of this offense. You got to be out here every snap unless you're hurt. He just didn't cross his mind.
Interesting, but true. Okay.
Number two.
I don't actually have a question for number two, so I'm hoping one of you do.
Oh, I do.
Nice.
And here it is.
Of course, some 49er
it seems
flavor.
Like Christian McCaffrey is going to play sooner rather than later. What do you expect from him when he's back? Well, Scraby.
The way you asked that was perfect.
I expect him to tap out after the first 10-yard carry and say that he's exhausted.
He's exhausted.
What do you mean, what do I expect? He's probably going to be one of the better running backs in the league as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, as long as his Achilles are attached.
Holds up.
He will be the best, probably the best running back in the league.
Number one.
I do have one for this one.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers has found the fountain of youth. He said to the media, quote, Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taking for a while. Smiling Rogers said via the AP. All legal, of course. He's been taking like cayenne pepper and water, so he gave me some before the game. I don't actually have a question here. So that was all.
His question is, go ahead.
Have a fountain of youth go-to?
Cayenne pepper and water, Aaron Rodgers says, is going to turn it all around for him.
I have a quick story about this. I'll try to squeeze it in before we got to go to break.
Yeah.
I might have told this story, but, you know, athletes will try all kinds of things to get an edge. Cayenne pepper water is one that's usually kind of used to clean you out. I had a teammate.
Oh, cayenne pepper is a clean out thing.
Cayenne pepper water. There might have been some other things thrown in this elixir. It's Prince Fielder, actually. And this was when he was doing the vegan thing. So He's taking his stuff. He's drinking it all day. And I don't know what happened. I think it worked because it started to, like, clean him out. And we're driving back from spring training.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, I have to throw up.
Pull over. Yes. Oh, okay.
And I was like, man, bro, we like in the middle of the highway. I can't pull over, man. So he just rolled the window down and proceeded to just yak all out the window. So the cayenne pepper and water thing, man, it could be, you drink too much of it and get you in trouble. But in terms of having a go-to, no, because if I had one, I wouldn't be sitting on this mic right now. I can tell you that.
You'd still be playing.
I'd still be playing Fountain of Youth somewhere.
The only thing I have that revitalizes me is a good, refreshing, filled to the top with ice Diet Coke. I don't know why. I don't believe it's good for me in any other way to work out or anything.
It's refreshing, though.
But when I'm like down and just got nothing, I, for some reason, that works for me.
I can dig that.
So
I can definitely dig that.
That's all I got. All right. Thank you, Nick.
Nick was ready.
He was, and that's what Scraby's supposed to play at the end of the Big Five, and he never does.
I'm about to say, I don't ever remember that thing happening.
He never plays it, but he's supposed to. We're going to get on his case about that. Happy hour coming up. We'll get to some other stuff in the world of sports. World Series game will get underway, and we'll recap everything that's going on for you when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.